It took 6 years to get this long-range plan together, what with public comment and working with federal, state, local, and tribal officials. But Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacher likes the outcome. It will try to preserve historic structures, add a few campsites in the more popular areas, but it will also keep 80% of the park a wilderness area.
They will remain as the Gaylord Nelson Wilderness, and it was never really under doubt about that. But the bottom line is this plan now says how those areas will be managed, and it essentially says we're going to pretty much manage them the way they have been.
More people came to the park this year with 173,000 visits, up 13% over last year. Bayfield and Red Cliff are gateways to the Apostle Islands. Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald says locals and tourists like this long-range plan.
They enjoy the public access to busier places like Unstuckton Island or portions of sand or the lighthouses, but they also really like the wilderness concept.
The plan calls for all current docks to be maintained, with work done on all 8 light stations to varying degrees from complete restoration to simple structural preservation. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.